1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical as well as personal, here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show, and it's your show, where we want to hear from you. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, occasionally I'm going to have some callers who have asked to call in so that you can get a full range of what we do here on Brand Talk and you can appreciate what it is we do so that we can help you get through your brand. Or there might be some issues that I think can help in the discussion. And so if you would like to give us a call, 9176, I'm sorry, that's my, I'm starting with my my cell phone. It's 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-10. I'm bad today. Let's try that again. 914-636-0110, and let's talk your brand through. And one thing that I like to say is that during this hour, I want to provide you with some branding and marketing gems that are going to help you to get through the marketplace. So as I had mentioned, whether or not it is concerning your personal life, or your business life, or even your business, that's what we want to try to achieve during this hour. So it's 914-636-0110. And what I like to talk about to you today is the Super Bowl ads, Madonna, Manning, Brady, and Giselle. Yes, Giselle. So I just have to say that from a professional's point of view, I have to say, what a game. And if we want to kind of like go behind the scenes and analyze just what it is, why it was a great game, well, I guess you could tell me better than I could tell myself. And that is because it was exciting. And there's nothing like excitement in a brand to make it memorable and to make people want to engage in it. And that is what the Super Bowl did. I'm not talking necessarily about the ads, but certainly the game. Football was, in fact, the winner concerning the Super Bowl. And it was, for me, a great day for professional football. Because if you remember, a few years ago, there was a, and I'm not a football aficionado, and can't remember those few years that there were blowouts, and they were really terrible. And everybody loved the commercials. That's all they did to talk about. And anyway, that has, in fact, changed. So anyway, whatever you thought of the ads, and my favorite, of course, was the Acura Seinfeld ad. That was my favorite, and I'm sure you have yours. And there were some people that were talking. I guess Karl Rove thought that the Clint Eastwood Chrysler ad was one of his favorites. Not. But anyway, but it did get controversy, and it's part of what I like to call advertising. So whether or not the marketers and the advertising agency realized that the Obama administration was going to make this a really super-duper ad, that's the beauty of advertising. But you can't always rely on that, and that's what I've been saying about the hit and miss nature of Super Bowl ads. Okay. And anyway, the great thing about the Super Bowl was I think everything just came together. The game was great. The ads were their ads. And then I have to talk about Madonna. And here everybody was poo-pooing Madonna and how she was a has-been. And then she went into marketing mode. And what she did was really solid. She played to her fan base and made the event such a great event. And what we can learn here from the Super Bowl, and that's what I try to do in our hour together, is to give you some takeaways so that you can use these branding tips in your own life. So we have a caller that I would like to take. And what's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Bill. I don't have a brand. I'm from New Rochelle.
Okay, you don't have a brand, huh, Bill? Okay. What's on your mind, Bill?
Well, what's on my mind is the Susan Komen Foundation.
Wow.
Their brand.
Yes.
And also, I just want to echo what you said. I don't think that was Madonna's greatest moment, only because I think her show was a little bit on the bland side. Her song selection was weak, but her delivery was fabulous. The show was wonderful. She really did a solid job. I think that she wanted to go out of her way to make one of those family-friendly shows, and that's why that was.
Very good observation. I couldn't agree with you more. I just couldn't agree with you more. Now, with the Komen Foundation, that's really a tough one, Bill, because it appears that the marketing folks or the public affairs folks underestimated the strength or the opposition that this was in fact going to cause. And what you always want to do is you always want to worry about what your customers think and what in fact how they're going to respond. And so one can argue that there might have been some conservatives that might have said some things that felt that their money that they had sent to Komen was being applied to abortion as opposed to breast cancer. However, they underestimated that there would be such an outrage by the majority. Maybe it isn't a majority, but there certainly was a reaction. And when you have a brand under attack, what you want to do is respond as quickly as possible, and that's what they did by even firing the public affairs person. And I really don't like seeing anybody lose their job, but what you want to do is you want to respond to what your customers want, and that's the whole point of what we talk about here, is the importance of brands and marketing, and it's not about you, it's about your customers. Bill, did I answer that question, or do you have anything else to say?
Well, I'd like to add to that.
Sure.
I think it's more than just misunderstanding or underestimating their customers or audience. I think that they completely left their mission by making political a non-political thing, and I think they've damaged their brand forever. Furthermore, I think that the lady who was fired was just a sacrificial lamb, and she said in an interview yesterday, mm-hmm, that the whole board had approved her proposal, or whatever you want to call it. So it seems that the whole group at the top are completely out of touch with what their mission really is, which is doing research
mm-hmm.
and providing medical help towards breast cancer.
Yes.
And as a result, I've always donated to them and also to another group up in upstate New York called Roswell Park. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not, Bill.
It's a research group, and I'll be dropping Komen forever. They've damaged themselves to the point where I'll never. They've tarnished their brand forever for me.
Yeah. Well, Bill, I think she might have been a sacrificial lamb. However, the importance in marketing and branding. And, is the importance of perception. And, when I was studying psychology, the idea was being a gestalt psychologist, that reality, perception was reality. And so what happens here is that when your brand is in trouble, you have to show or express something, like you're doing something. And even though it might look like it's superficial, it conveys or communicates that you're trying to respond to the needs of the your customers. And unfortunately, it might not have worked for you, but maybe it may work and decrease overall damage to the brand. But you bring up a very, very good point. You know, this branding stuff and marketing stuff is not as easy as you think. And
no,
that's
let me just say
Bill.
Goodbye, and I truly enjoy your show, and thank you.
Oh, thank Bill, thank you so much, very kind. And maybe, hey, do you agree or disagree with what I said, or do you agree with Bill? Give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And I would love to hear from you, and maybe talk about what I was getting back to the Super Bowl. Everyone's screaming and yelling about poor Giselle. I want to defend Giselle for standing up for her man, right? I mean, he didn't do a bad job. I mean, as a lot of my friends like to say, or remind me, or I used to remember when I used to play football pretty terribly, but when I played sports, and that was not one of my strong suits, but nevertheless, I play. I mean, on any given day, even a bad team, and I'm not saying that the Giants are a bad team, please. I'm saying that any team can win a game, all right? And I think that the Giants played a great game, and as some friends of mine would say, the brakes didn't go for New England, and I am very happy that the Giants won. All I'm saying is give Giselle a little bit of a break for defending her husband. And by the way, it wasn't that she made a statement. This was off the cuff. She didn't know she was being recorded, and she got into a little bit of trouble with that, and I kind of feel badly for her. And I don't know how I would have reacted. I probably, if Mr. Brady was my son, maybe I would have said something, or a family member, I might have said something like that too. So, but I mean, it's hindsight is always 20/20, and it's very easy to criticize. And I like to say, like to give this expression. I hope I clean it up the right way. The higher you go up the tree, the more your behind shows. And this is a great example of, tremendous pressure on Brady and Manning. And Manning did a great job. And it was a great game. There's nothing more. And I love Madonna, as Bill suggested. I mean, sure, there were critics. But I think it was a really great show and football at its best. And what I wanted to say is it was a great football game. So let's leave it at that and appreciate the brand. By the way, how do you feel about Giselle? 914-636-0110. Should Giselle kept their mouth shut because of all the controversy she's going to stir up in the locker room. Well, if those guys can't understand that that was his wife speaking, and shut up and drive, as Rihanna would like to say. 914-636-0110. You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And we sure would love to hear from you and get your ideas on some of these wonderful topics that we're going to, in fact, discuss on Brand Talk. Okay, we have another caller. And what's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
How you doing? My name is Vince.
Vince? Oh, Vince, how you doing? You like to call in every once in a while. How you doing there, Vince?
Well, I've been listening, but I don't always call
no,
in.
No, hey, I get it. I really appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad you're listening. Let everybody else know what a fun show this is, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What a character I can become. So, Vince, what can we do for you today?
Well, I'd like to comment on what you've been talking about. I think that Brady's wife, yeah, she can be excused for making her comments.
Sure.
But I don't think she has too much understanding of the trouble that she's causing her husband.
You got it.
It's very typical, unfortunately. I hate to say it, but very often a lot of guys get themselves in a big mess.
Be careful, Vince. Be careful. Are you married, Vince?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, Vince. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm trying to be of help here, Vince.
Well, you know, it's a tough thing, and I can understand how she might make an off-the-cuff remark, but that put her husband in a real tough spot.
Sure did.
And the other thing I just wanted to say real quickly was about the thing with that... that cancer, that organization that was doing donating to Planned Parenthood, I think, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, and I'm sure the lady that got fired probably didn't really deserve to be fired, but the fact of the matter is the organization screwed up royally. I know some of my friends who are a little bit more well-to-do than I am, one of them was telling me today, that he's gonna cross his organization off the list of donors to that group,
right?
Because he had no idea they were donating to the abortion mill people of Planned Parenthood.
You're bringing up a good point.
He has no interest in supporting any organization like that.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it brought them notoriety they didn't want. But you know, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's right. Vince, you whenever you call, you bring in a very, very good perspective. Because the way I look at it, it's kind of like what I would call brand dissonance. And what I mean by that, it's a surprise to many that Komen was involved with birth control. And so it was a little bit of that going on as well. So it's a little confusing here, and maybe they should have done a better job at identifying that. How do you feel about that, Vince?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're 100% correct.
And right.
One other organization that I don't know if how this goes over with a lot of folks, but with my small bit of donations that I have done over the years, I used to give to United Way.
Yes.
Which seems like a rather innocuous organization until I found out they dropped giving any kind of support to the Boy Scouts. Because
wow.
The Boy Scouts don't allow gay Boy Scout leaders or something. When I found that out, I said, well, United Way, you're not united with me anymore, and I just let them go.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, nice talking with you. I got to pick something up, and I'm going to keep the radio on.
Oh, thanks, Vince. Great talking to you. Thanks again. So maybe you have an opinion on what Vince said. Maybe you have an opinion on Giselle. Maybe you have an opinion on Komen. Maybe you have an opinion about your business brand. Maybe you're not as successful in meeting people that you want to meet. These are all questions that you can have answered at 914-636-0110. 0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or I had forgotten to tell you this. You can also email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And now we're getting to our winner and loser of the week. And folks, each week I choose the two brands that I believe have exceeded or failed in the basic brand fundamentals so that you, okay, you the listener, can implement these takeaways into your brand life. And so without any further ado, I would like to talk about the winner. And, you know, on Brand Talk, I like to take a look at the marketplace and whether or not it's involved in politics, whether or not it's involved with entertainment or brands. We talked about Madonna. We talked about Brady. We talked about the NFL. We're going to talk about your brands if you want, 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. But every once in a while, we got to talk about political brands. And as I like to say, what we are trying to do here, as I'm not trying to come off as partisan, I guess I'm in good company because if I listen frequently to Bill O'Reilly and who tries to be fair and balanced, and I believe he is. Some people will disagree with me when I say that, but you'll say something and it will appear one way, and you'll have audience members listening or hearing something completely different. So what I tried to do is not talk about, you know, political brands, but I think it's a good lesson that everybody can, in fact, learn from, and especially personality brands, because that's where the action is in terms of what we are as people and the practical and personal idea of branding. And I would like to talk a little bit about Romney as being the heir of Ronald Reagan. And Romney continues to confirm his strength as a viable candidate, even though last night it didn't look too well. But I like to, I'm not a political pundit, so I can say this. Because I was talking earlier to my dear friend Cliff Wilson, who lives in Pennsylvania, who is a great political mind, and he was telling me all about the strength of Santorum as a result of all of this. But from a branding perspective, the strongest brand in the room in terms of getting the majority of the country would be Mitt Romney. And the problem is there is this lack of people wanting to pull the trigger because they feel that he maybe is not strong enough a personality, that his brand isn't strong enough. He's not an electrifying orator. You know, he doesn't get everyone motivated. And, you know, my question is, but I am a big believer in to thy own brand be true. And what the worst thing you can do is put a bow tie on somebody that shouldn't wear a bow tie. Or, you know, put a hat on somebody who doesn't look good in hats because the market research said that you should do it, or a consultant told you to do it. And as I spoke a number of times, that's what I call a makeover, and I'm a big advocate of brandovers. And brandovers, once again, is you find out who the person is from the inside and work your way out, as opposed to making these cosmetic changes and making something that they're not, something that they're not. So what I think Mitt Romney should do is to do what I would call a, and I have a brand speech, and he basically should say something like this. If you want a real CEO, not a chief entertainment officer, I'm your man. If you want an entertainer, debater, ideologue, then I'm not your guy. I am a business professional who's proud to be successful. I'm not divisive. I love my family. I love what I do and would love to have the opportunity to put into place what I have learned in order to get business moving again. What's wrong with that? I mean, wouldn't that be true leadership? But anyway, so I made a statement that he's this Reagan type figure. And you have to remember the inspiration and charisma that Reagan had. But I shouldn't say that. We all like to talk about Reagan's inspiration, charisma. But if you remember, he was kind of first perceived as a do-gooder, a little too naive. Remember, he was a little too Hollywood. People forget this. Okay, my father used to say he's the actor. All right, so it wasn't, you know, when people pass, or when people are not around for a while, we romanticize who they are. And also, you know, Romney was a governor much like Reagan was. So he knows about budgets and that, managing all sorts of stuff like that. So he is my winner. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about our loser. And we're going to be talking about the Did You Know That? More calls in a minute.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissandra. The White House thinks the rule of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad will soon be over.
President Assad has lost control over parts of his country. There's no question that he certainly lost the support of his people long ago, thanks to his brutality.
White House spokesman Jay Carney. This as the European Union prepares harsher sanctions aimed at weakening Assange's regime, but the measure is not expected to be adopted until the end of the month when EU foreign ministers meet. An apology in court from a teen girl who killed her neighbor in Missouri.
Alicia Bustamante told the family of 9-year-old Elizabeth Alton in court that she would give her own life to bring back the little girl, but this is the teenager who is pleading guilty and who prosecutors say relished in the brutal stabbing murder of the child.
Fox Radio. Evan Brown, the judge sending Bustamante to jail for life despite arguments from her attorneys that Prozac made her do it. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast, Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, occasional flurries. Highs will climb into the upper 30s. Some flurries of snow showers this evening, otherwise fair skies through the overnight. Lows dropping close to 30, becoming mostly sunny on Thursday. Highs will range into the upper 40s, mostly sunny. Once again, upper 40s, close to 50 on Friday. And colder weather on Saturday, partly sunny. Could be some rain or snow showers into the afternoon. Breezy, highs into the middle 30s, mostly sunny, middle 30s on Sunday. Steve Pelletieri, Jr., pointing for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
38 and cloudy in New Rochelle.
We have ways of making you talk.
This is a crazy man.
WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
We are back here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. You're listening to Brand Talk with yours truly, Dr. John Tantillo. And we love to hear from you. And we're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And, you know, on the floor, we for discussion, we were talking a little bit about the Komen Foundation and all the hot water that the gal got into for defunding Planned Parenthood. And we had Vince talking a little bit about that. And then we were talking about the Madonna effect and the nice performance she did and knows her brand and was a great way to set her for flight in her new world tour. So let's hear from you at 914-636-0110. And now we're gonna continue our winner and loser. We're gonna talk about a loser. And what I want to talk to you right now about is, you know, I've learned so much in my life, and I'm one of the wonderful things about life is learning. And the importance of that. And once you stop learning, I think you stop living. And you can learn from just so many different people. And I remember my dear friend, Jim Kerr, who used to work at WPLJ back in the 80s. He is a very dear friend. And now he's here on 104.4, 104.4. He's going to kill me for that. I believe it's right up here in Westchester. He's the morning person. And the point was that he would tell me, and this was in the days when I was a professor and I was absorbing, and I still absorb everything I can. I listen to people. I guess that's the secret. You want to listen to people. And he basically said that radio is such a different type of medium in the sense that you're in a room alone and you really don't know who's listening to you. You don't get that feedback. And last week, I get an email from somebody I presume was listening to the show. Maybe he didn't. If he calls in, he said he might, because I want to read his email. And the reason I want to read his email, I have not forgotten that this is the about the loser, because this email got me, was my inspiration for identifying who the loser of the week is. And I'm gonna read portions of the email, and I'm even going to mention the man's name. And I got permission. And maybe he'll even call. He said he might have like little butterflies in his stomach. And let me tell you, I sometimes have butterflies, and that shouldn't be a reason not to call. But I'll respect people no matter what they do. So anyway, maybe I shouldn't use. I won't mention the person's name, because I just said he might have butterflies. If he calls in, I will identify. But anyway, this is what this wonderful gentleman, who is nice enough to write to me, said. Dear Dr. Tantillo, firstly, I want to pay my respect to you as an aspiring brand development professional that is just starting to cut his teeth. You, sir, are an inspiration and all but a deity to many of us. Now, you knew I had to read that. You know, he's being so kind. But anyway, so it is with careful consideration. He goes on. So it is with careful consideration and not with any kind of know-it-all attitude that I approach you with this question. I fought very long and hard about whether or not it is appropriate to question your judgment here. Then I remembered that a person as accomplished as yourself would hate dishonesty more than a cold hit of brutal honesty. Well, sir, there is a fact is I hate the new JCPenney television ad that features obnoxious screaming, housewife, anxious screaming housewife, scared screaming housewife at all. I just don't understand why this was made and why it is still being played. My mother and grandmother are both people that frequent JCP. They hate those ads for different reasons. And then he goes on to why they hate them. The point is that it seems to me that these are two average JCPenney customers in the target demographic, and it puts both of them off. And he wanted me, he goes on and wants me to find out whether or not I agree with him. And I will say, I won't give his last name, but I'll refer to him as Nick. It was funny because I had the same reaction as you did and your grandmother and your mother did. As a matter of fact, you mentioned in the letter that your mother goes for the mute button. I think it was just terrible. And I was going for the mute button. And, in our correspondence last night, when I went out to Nick, he let me know that in his area, they replaced the screaming ads with some more fun, loving ads with the JCPenney brand. And that is I just couldn't agree more with our friend Nick here, is that what you never want to do is you never want to turn your customers off. And the problem I find is the contempt that art directors, and if you don't know what an art director is, the art director is the creative person behind the ad. In other words, you may come up with, you want to communicate frustration with going to other retailers, okay? Or the frustration in pricing. So you come up with the big idea on how you're going to communicate it. Well, some genius decides that I'm going to have people screaming because everybody's angry and I know what people want. And they never, ever consider the negative effects, because what they're looking for is that they are, in fact, looking for critical acclaim. And not only critical acclaim, but the idea that I am sophisticated enough to know what people will, in fact, respond to. Well, I really think that's really not the good idea. And I am not of the opinion, and I like you to chime in if you feel that I'm wrong, that not all publicity is good publicity. I don't believe in that nonsense, especially not today. I think what you have to do is you have to be sensitive to your customers. You want to do no wrong, and you just shouldn't do this. And by our friend Nick communicating that he's a customer and his mother and grandmother are customers and turning them off, this is absolutely marketing and branding 101. Don't do that. You can't do that. And you can take that to the bank. There are certain things that you simply don't do in marketing and branding. And this is a great example. And I just like to thank Nick for bringing that to my attention and reminding me so that I could talk about it today. And by the way, maybe you have a commercial that you hate. I have a number of them that I really don't like, but I won't go into because I don't want to really stir the pot. But you certainly can at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636. 0110. You're listening to Brand Talk on 1460 on your AM dial. And, that's the great thing about Brand Talk, where we talk about these different brands and your personal brand and your practical brand. But what we want to do now is we want to get to the perennial crowd favorite, Did You Know That? And Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? I guarantee you have traveled at a very high speed in one of the most sterling examples of brand evolution in all of history. And folks, I bet you never even gave it a second thought. Let's journey back to the final days of the horse-drawn carriage. That's when two young brothers from a family of carriage builders saw the writing on the wall. Automobiles had arrived. The family business faced ruin. Without a horse to power their carriage, many simply shuttered their doors. But the brothers got to work. They took their experience and skills as carriage builders and applied it to cars. They invented breakthrough tools and revolutionized traditional carriage designs that could withstand the extreme stresses of motoring. In less than 5 years, they went from almost zero to producing 100,000 cars annually. The brothers were named Fisher, and the company they had started in a storefront shop became the cornerstone of General Motors. As late as 1984, their logo was stamped on the door of every GM car. An elegant carriage from a bygone era. The only thing it was missing was a horse. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back. I got to tell you, I just love that was one of my favorites, that Body by Fisher. But before I go into my analysis of that, we have some late-breaking news. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. I just want to say that, number one, Jim Kerr is on 104.3 FM, so that's number one. And we just got an email from Nick letting me know that he was on a call and could not, and his name is Nick McCoy. And Nick McCoy, I believe he's in Washington State. And I just wanted to mention him and give him a great shout out. And he did email, and I just have such a I'm beaming from my happiness that we were able to connect like this. I've got to tell you, I guess it's the teacher in me. There's just nothing like connecting with people, and I hope that I never lose that, because once you lose that, folks, I think it's it gets pretty boring. And I'm going to get to my Fisher story, but I think this is relevant, and I see this as a very, very good opportunity to talk to you about these personal things that happen to me and how they affect me and how they affect me being a better person. And, you might be rolling your eyes when I say that, but for me, a better brand. And I went over, the last few weeks I've been a little under the weather, even though I sound like I got the world, all tied up and everything sounds wonderful. Friends of mine say, the problem with you, you're always so up. You can't do that all the time. But that's me. And but between you and me, I had gained some weight, because number one, I wasn't exercising, and number two, there were other reasons. So let's say I had gained some weight and was out of my control. And what happened this week as a result of my team at New York Presbyterian Cardiac Center, I was able to lose 3 pounds. And so now I'm getting back into my old zone where I was in January, the end of December, January. And that has like put me into such a great zone. And why do I tell you that? I tell you that so that you can make use of this in your own personal life, that no matter who you are, you're going to have ups and downs, and it's how you respond to the vicissitudes of life. And I love this statement, and it was told to me once, and I've always used it. You can tell a lot about a person not when things are going right, but when things are going wrong. And that's such, so true. So anyway, what we have to do is keep the faith, keep the brand, and all of that happy stuff. So let's talk about one of my favorites. Not, I mean, you know, it's, yeah, and I really shouldn't talk about the Did You Know That, which is, by the way, the inspiration, of course, is Johnny Carson. I did not know that. You know, and I was talking to my producer, Jonathan, who is not only my producer, he's my confidant, he's my dear friend, he's my professional, he's my brand manager. You know, and he's probably rolling his eyes right now as he's listening to this. But when I mentioned that, this concept that we had, he thought it was a great idea. See, I come up with, I guess I'm a Gingrich type. I come up with a lot of ideas, and he filters them so that I don't come off like I'm completely, not that I'm saying anything was wrong with the speaker. I'm not meaning that. I'm just trying to, and I shouldn't even be comparing myself to such a great American as Speaker Gingrich. The point is that you, and here's a takeaway. That you need people to help you filter your great ideas. That's what it's all about. And it's much like when you are doing contracting work in your house. And sometimes you can do it and it works. And then sometimes something goes terribly wrong and you need somebody to help you. You need a professional to come in and help you out of what you really messed up. And what I'm saying is when it comes to branding and marketing, this is what we want to do on Brand Talk and what we're trying to do. And I really appreciate our callers of Vince and Bill and all of you that have called over the last few weeks because it and of course Nick for even the emails. Because it gives you a sense that you're not just talking in the airwaves, that you are having an effect. And once again, the teacher in me wants to see those eyes light up, that, aha, that's what that guy is saying. That's what Dr. Tantillo is saying. That's what JT's saying. That's what he means by a brand, all right? And I was talking to a, and I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it. I didn't forget. But these are, this is kind of exciting. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and we were talking about the Did You Know That? And that he was telling me that the reason he liked the Did You Know That is it puts this marketing idea or concept in a historical perspective, and few of us kind of understand it that way. And it also reinforces my brand as somebody that you learn from. And that, and this person also mentioned that a lot of people on TV and radio talk about brands, but it seems like they don't have an idea of what they're talking about. They're using it because it's chic to do. And what I'm trying to do is kind of like write the book. And I hope that doesn't sound like I'm a know-it-all as much as it's trying to be somebody to set the record straight so that you don't make the mistakes that you hear people make when they talk about a brand. But anyway, so without any further ado, let's talk a little bit about the Fisher story. And the Fisher story is about recognizing what you do well and just what your brand is. Hey, Mr. Romney, okay? And that's what you have to admire Santorum for, because he understands his brand right now better, I think, than Romney does. He's the issues guy, and I think Romney's got to say, I'm the chief executive officer guy, and Obama is the guy who's going to help you get through it. So everybody's got these different brand features, and what has to now happen is that people are going to either buy in or not buy into any of them. But anyway, so the importance of the Fisher story is to know just what your brand is. And in the Fisher's case, they recognized that they weren't horse carriage builders. They were craftsmen who designed and built bodies for passenger vehicles. In the end, it wasn't about a sentimental attachment to the horse-drawn carriage. The horse was just the power source for the passenger vehicle, just as the gas-powered combustion engine was only the power source for cars. The Fishers focused on what they did best and what they knew best, building the body of the vehicle. They adapted their skills and approach for the rigors of autos, but their essential brand remained intact. They were high quality and efficient horse coach builders, and they translated it into auto bodies. And I mean, that the adaptability, could you imagine if the railroads, even though there's this great romance about railroads, I don't know why, but I guess everybody wants to go back to their childhood and think about electric trains. But anyway, if the railroads would have perceived themselves or looked at themselves as transportation specialists as opposed to being in the railroad industry, they would have been the first airline going. But instead, they dug in their heels, and they didn't believe that airlines were going to ever make a dent in their business. And the rest is history. There was one PSA, I think, was owned by Union Pacific. Was started by you. I don't even think they're around anymore, but I think there was one railroad that did that. So anyway, getting back to the Fishers, they focused on what they did best, building the body. And so the Fisher story can apply to one of many or any of our businesses and careers. The change or even the end of a particular industry simply doesn't mean that your brand or your business is finished. You must do a brand inventory, see the elements that are central to your brand and what elements are subject to change or adaptability. And I like to also bring in my friends that used to do a typesetting business. And I remember in the early 80s when there was the transition from typeset to the Macintoshes, and I went into this typesetting folks, I won't mention the name, they were very nice people, and they went out of business 3 years later because they didn't adapt to the times. And they could have very easily, they could have done layout work. If they would have done layout work, they would have had been able to survive. But they saw themselves in the type business and didn't redefine themselves. And printers, they got it. And as a result, they have done, as in printing companies, they have done more and more design work, and their design work has gotten pretty good over the years. But anyway, getting back to my last point, and many of us are only a few changes away from being brands that we have always been meant to be. And that successful adaptation to changing an environment is not only possible but probable if you remain true to your brand. Above all, don't lose heart. Never give up. Remember what our friend Churchill said. Never, never, never give up. Never, never, never give up. Never, never, never give up. Said to Eaton, to the class, I believe, of 1945, Eaton, after being thrown out of office, Winston Churchill gave that speech after getting England out of the war, winning the war for England, and then being voted out. Want to talk about a kick in the pants, huh? So anyway, so don't lose heart. And there are brand strengths that have been brought this far, and with the right attention and commitment, you will bring them even further. And to talk about a product benefit of Brand Talk, what we do here, is that is this very thing. We bring up these things that maybe you don't want to think about, you haven't thought about, and it's going to make the difference, as we did with Mike Milosevic. And, you know, when I had met him in at the restaurant, he was a little tentative. And I had to, you know, say, you can do it. You can do it. Of course you can do it. And he did it. And he got the job. And it's just, I guess, what it's the teacher in me where I get all excited. But anyway, so that's our did you know that? And in the last few minutes, there are I have so much to talk about, and we'll try to spill this over the next time. I just got to tell you a new television show. Talk about you know, the Super Bowl. I was watching the Super Bowl, and one of my young clients called me to tell me how good the Super Bowl was, and we talked about this new show, The Voice, that he was watching. And I'm going to talk about The Voice next week and why I think it's a cool show and why you'll like it. And this is Dr. John Tantillo saying see you next week. And remember to keep your brand in mind.